أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا. In this example, in this explanation which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given, that Allah Ta'ala gives examples of very insignificant things in the Quran Sharif as well, like the spider, the fly, the mosquito, and as explained that this has nothing to do with the honor and greatness of Allah. How great Allah is so great. But to explain a thing that is like useless, for that a useless thing's example will have to be given. So this dunya, which has got no value whatsoever in the eyes of Allah, to give the example of that, yeah, for example, Allah gave the example of a mosquito. As ulama have written, that from this aspect that a mosquito, as long as it's hungry, it lives. But the minute it gets full, it dies. And from there the example is given that the people of dunya, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, when they forget of the commandments which Allah has reminded them over and over, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, then we open the doors of everything of this dunya. That is, they will now have good health, they will have finances will be good, everything, and they become more unmindful of Allah. They turn, they don't come to the masjid, for example. They go more into sun, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, and then we take them to task suddenly. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, and then they are lost in bewilderment, that what has happened? How did all this happen? Like that, the example of the mosquito Allah has given for us to understand the reality of this dunya. And all these and the other examples at different places which also Allah Ta'ala has given, Allah says one major objective of that is يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. گمراہ کرتا ہے خدا تعالی اس مثال سے بہتوں کو. By giving these examples, Allah Ta'ala caused many people to go astray. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا, اور ہدایت کرتا ہے اس سے بہتوں کو. And for many people, Allah makes it the means of hidayah. That is, that Allah wants to classify, wants to differentiate between the righteous and the pious. So when these examples are given, there are many people who go astray. Like the kuffar of Makkah and many other people also, they say that why must Allah give such examples? And they can't accept it, and they don't accept it, and they start finding fault in the Quran Sharif, thereby they go astray. And many people are such that they accept it. It is the word of Allah. For Allah is absolute, and they understand. Fortunate are those who even understand the wisdom. And then with inshirahi sadr, with an open heart, they accept it. And even those people who don't understand, but they say, kullum min indi rabbina, all is from Allah. Amanna bih, we accept it and we believe in it. So they come onto the right path. So by these examples, then people come right, they are those whose righteousness is made known. And those who have got evil in their nature, that becomes known also. And many other places in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala explains his principles, and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are such that those people who have iman in them, they accept these commandments wholeheartedly. And those that don't have iman, who have got a darkness in their heart, they refuse it. So in this way the distinction is made, and people are distinguished who are the righteous people and who are the wrongdoers. Munafiqeen and mukhlisin are also distinguished in such instances. In another place, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ, we have made you all a test one for another. That is, for example, somebody is rich, somebody is poor. Now the rich person finds fault with the poor people. A poor person finds fault with the rich people. Allah has made some man, some woman. Man find fault in woman, in our homes with our wives all the time. Wives find fault in their husbands all the time. So all the bosses with their workers, workers with their bosses, atasbirun. Allah says, will you observe the command of Allah and remain within your limits? Otherwise, in all these tests, a person goes astray also. And there are others who become very successful in this test also. So by giving these examples and all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in this world, it is already played out who is going to be successful and who is going to be a failure. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they had their differences between them, which led to wars also. Then there are those people who accept the Sahaba as our great, great, illustrious leaders, and their differences we leave it to them, and we accept each Sahabi. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, every Sahabi we accept and we have the greatest honor. By that people go on the right path and become closer to Allah. The very same difference makes people to go astray also. And they start finding fault, na'uzu billah, in the Sahaba as well, the Shias, and then they start cursing, na'uzu billah, the Sahaba also. Thereby they go further astray. So all things, the ayats of raising up Isa alayhi salatu wasalam into the heavens, and that he's alive there, they are all in the Quran Sharif. But Allah has put it in such a way that some people took the wrong meanings there, and they became Qadianis, and they believed in all wrong things. While other people accept what Allah Ta'ala has said, we believe wholeheartedly that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is alive, is in the heavens, and thereby a person comes closer to Allah Ta'ala. So yudillu bihi kathira. By this example and by the Quran Sharif and the commands of Allah, many people go astray. That makes them go astray. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. And by those very same tokens, there are many people who come onto the right path. And for this we can understand an important aspect in our lives is that we correct our iman. And with the eyes and heart of iman, then a person will believe in the Quran, accept the Quran, and benefit from the Quran Sharif. And if that iman is not made, and there is weakness on na'uzu billah, there are signs of hypocrisy and kufr in the heart, then a person, if he studies the Quran, like Jews and Christians also study the Quran, and when they study it with the wrong motive, they go more astray. And there are those Jews and non-Muslims, Christians, who study the Quran for hidayat. And when they are sincere, they get hidayat from the Quran Sharif. So it is our disposition that how we approach the Quran, that we either benefit from the Quran Sharif, or either it causes us even more greater harm. Like a person who is ill and he eats good food also, that good food will increase his illness also. So therefore it is necessary that the heart must be cleansed, and we work on our heart, and we get proper iman in the heart, then a person will benefit from the Quran Sharif. And if that is not the case, the same Quran Sharif can be the cause of our misguidance also. From here, ulama have written, mufassireen, that this hidayat, Allah has ascribed it to Himself, that Allah gives hidayat. In other ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they give hidayat. The Imam Mujtahideen, the Sufiya, the great, great awliya give hidayat. So what is the difference and what is the meaning of that hidayat? In the same way of making people go astray, like yeah, Allah Ta'ala says yudhillu, Allah makes the people go astray. So what is the meaning of that? And in other places, and which is clear, that shaitan and the brothers of shaitan, they make people go astray. So what is the meaning of that, and what are the different aspects and stages of hidayat and misguidance? Inshallah, we will explain that. And it's very important to understand that also, so that we can understand the Quran Sharif and our deen properly. Wa akhiru dawah.